You're listening to the MRelevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by MRelevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the MRelevance Marketing Minute, a special edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this conversation about a new feature of Instagram that I think is just, we don't need to spend a lot of time diving in. This is pretty simple and pretty basic, but I think it can be game-changing for a lot of people in marketing. It's this Instagram photo carousel thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can load up to 10 photos at a time, or photos or videos, into Instagram and run them as a carousel.
Yeah, so the whole point is, I mean, there's a number of reasons why I like it. My personal reason I like it is that when you see someone that goes to dinner somewhere, and I'm guilty of this.
Oh, yeah.
Or someone who goes on a trip, and you open up your Instagram account, and all of a sudden, they post 500 pictures in a row.
Oh, I'm very guilty.
And you gotta scroll through all these things, and yeah, I get it. I understand it. But the idea behind this photo carousel idea is that in one post, you can upload up to 10 pictures. And there's an indication and a marker to signal you that there's more than one photo here.
And you can swipe left or right to see them. Well, yeah, I'm thinking about my trips. You know, last year when I went to Europe and uploaded, you know, 10 photos of us riding the gondola in Venice, I could have uploaded, you know, one that you could swipe and see the whole series if you wanted to.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess it will keep me from annoying people when I travel.
Well, but I think that's important because, you know, because think of when a brand does that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Think of when a builder posts pictures of a bunch of their communities and they post a ton of pictures.
Right.
That can almost be a negative. And I just love the idea. I'm just using a builder, for instance. Say they're launching a new community. Well, then in one Instagram post, they can post the model. They can post some of the amenities, the entrance,
right.
The tennis courts.
Or you can post the model exterior, you know, and then the interior. It's usually the kitchen, the master, a kid's room, the living area. So, you know, you can post your five photos and pretty much see the whole model.
Yep. And here's the other beauty of that, too, is that you can share that to Facebook. And Facebook presents it very nicely. It looks like a typical album when it presents on Facebook, which is, again, a nice way to kind of collect relevant photographs around a model or a community or whatever it is.
Well, it's funny. There's an article on it recently that, you know, Instagram explained why they chose to do this. They said you no longer have to choose the best or a single photo from the experience. So they're kind of like lowering the bar, and, you know, if what's Instagram worthy, so you can consider the, you know, include the entire series.
To me, that's been the big revolutionary change behind Instagram. Is it used to be, you used to feel pressure that the photos you had to post there had to be award-winning caliber photos. And when that bar has been lowered, that's opened up a bunch of new users and opening up marketplaces, more importantly, for organizations who are marketing there. I think it's an amazing tool. I love it. I had dinner the other night and I posted a bunch of pictures from the experience in one post. I didn't annoy my audience with all those pictures.
They didn't have to see the salad, then dinner, then dessert. They could see it all at once.
But there are a lot of people who like seeing a more fully well-rounded presentation from, you know, so they like to see all courses of a meal. Now it's a really nice way to do that now.
Yeah, the other thing I really like that Instagram did is instead of, you know, phasing this out slowly, they rolled it out all at once to all users worldwide. So I have to give them kudos for that, because so many times when our friends at Facebook update something, you know, you'll have one friend that can see it and 10 others that can't, and you don't know when you're going to get it or what the status of the rollout is or any of that. So it's nice that Instagram has been able to roll it out all at once.
I just think, especially if in your marketing visuals are important, I think this is a killer tool that people ought to be really maximizing. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, in my observation of my audience on my Instagram, there's still a lot of people not leveraging this. And so I still think it's a very untapped potential marketplace opportunity. What do you think?
I completely agree. And I think Instagram has become more and more and more popular. It'll be interesting to see how it continues to evolve from a business perspective, but I think this is a wonderful example of a way that you can take advantage of it as a business. I just wish they'd let us have a clickable link from Instagram back to our website. It'd be so much happier.
I have to assume potentially that's on the horizon, but who knows? Anyway, so that's all we have for today. It was just a quick blast on this new function from Instagram called Instagram Photo Carousel. So really, really good stuff. Carol, should anyone have any questions about all their marketing needs, where do they go?
Well, they should contact us at marketingrelevance.com or give us a call in the Atlanta office at 770-383-3360.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's M Relevance Marketing Minute. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review. So on behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.